pursuit of conversation is supported by the generous donations of Rollo, Susie, Henrik, and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Radio, 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 Rollo. Radio Rollo. Hello, Rollo. How you doing?
Hello, my friend.
It's been
here we are on truthmeets.com. Hold on. I have to fix something up here. Just one second. Ready?
I can wait 1 second. Yeah. No. Woo.
I'm back.
Cool, man.
G'day, mate. G'day. Emu Dance. Where did she go? She was just here. Where's my cigarette? Let me find my cigarette. So we've been talking for, 6.5 hours?
6 hours and 10 minutes.
6 hours and 10 minutes. That's crazy. I tell you what, that's hilarious. And you're going to give me 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's but one
you
in
better,
the morning.
I
could talk to you for 24 hours.
my throat, can you hear? You know that I just threw up.
Yes.
My tonsils are.
I just had to throw up.
No. That's all right.
I've got Velo's
thing in front of me. Here we go. May have another drink.
A little bit of salt water with a lot of ice in it. That sounds soothing, doesn't it?
It is.
Just a little bit.
I remember when I went swimming in the ocean back in my younger days. A bit of salt water. You can't drink too much of it though. It sends you mad or something. But Susie, what's on your mind? Did you miss the after show last week?
No, I didn't miss it. I think we're
on top form, but there was a reason that it's delayed.
No.
But it's still good. It's still going to get. Trust me. Joel rang me and said, "Oh, it'll
we
get
don't need
posted."
To talk about it.
But
we don't need to talk about it. It'll be posted, and that's all good. The only thing I miss, Rollo, is when I'm not there.
When you're not there, I'm not there.
I miss it.
When we do it, it's like 4 a.m. for you or something. Isn't it?
Yeah, man.
And
so when I post notify Rick and Rollo, how happy am I? Very. And if there's a beat hold, of course I missed it because I was sleeping. And I was like, yay.
Yeah, that's good. I just
finally caught up, and I'm going to talk about that too, but we'll do that later.
No, talk about it now. Beachy's great. She's great. Yeah.
I didn't listen to the last one, but I listened to the one before that. So I want to catch up. I actually want to go back and take more notes. So, yes.
Beachy's great. Everyone on. What are we? Truthmeets.com, not fakeologist.com. I mean, but most people on fakeologists are pretty cool. My favorite fakeologist would probably be, it'd have to be Ab, wouldn't it? The fakeologist himself.
I mean, who else? He's a funny guy.
He never jokes. Yeah, I hear. He never jokes. He never jokes.
For drinking at all.
And he doesn't like music. He doesn't like music, even though we played Gay Bar the other night. I fucking love that song. Take me to a gay bar.
But he has his own flavor, as we all do.
Did we play the song with those young children? With, what was it? Geddy Lee and Alec Lifeson and...
That's
it! Keep going.
I can do that.
Oh, man, you can sing like Alec Lifeson. Geddy Lee. Geddy Lee.
That's my...
Who was the guy we lost? Neil. Neil Peart. We lost him way too young. Yeah.
I was walking along, and I was with him, and then he got lost. And I was like, where? I fucking lost him. We lost him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, Solace. Tell me about Solace, the band Solace. So, your husband, right, Wayne, is on guitar. It's death metal, right? And tell us about that.
Well, I would like to say it's thrash metal, technically, but also they formed in the late 90s before I met Wayne. And I used to date the drummer before I knew him. And we were talking about dirty things earlier. But anyhow, yeah, man. So then he came up this way.
He drums really well.
Chris Dora is the greatest guitar player. He's the greatest drummer in this whole local area. There's a few that, you know, are up there with him that I know personally.
Good on you.
Thrash metal drummers.
Was he a good date? Not really. That's too personal. All right.
So stupid. Listen to this, man. He's so stupid that I did the things. Like, I gave the dude everything he wanted. And there was this washed up dirtbag bitch who had a kid like 10 houses down from him. So there's this one night, and he lived with his mom because we were like 17, right? So I call up, and she clicks over. His mom was on the phone. You remember back then, you click over because you have a landline. And so she clicks over, and I'm like, hey, is Chris there? And she's like, no, he's not here. And then I'll wait an hour, and then I click over or I call back. And she clicks, she must have been talking on the phone for 6 hours and 10 minutes. And and then finally she thought that she clicked over to the whoever she was talking to. And she said she didn't click over right. And she told me, Chris is at the girl's house down the street and he doesn't want his girlfriend to know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She accidentally told on him that he was at the girl's house down the street.
This happened to me before.
I didn't say anything. And she was going, hello, hello. And then I heard her click over. She didn't click the phone right. And I was
It's like a Seinfeld thing where
it was. Yeah, it was very Seinfeld.
It was very Seinfeld. It sounds like it. Yeah. And you heard stuff that you should never heard. Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. But then, you know, so then when I finally talked to him, I'm like, dude, really? Washed up dirtbag down the road? You, the kid? You know? And it's not like I wasn't doing, you know, my girlfriendly duties. So I was just like, yeah, whatever. No, you're done.
Look, I listened to Solace, that Bleeding Duck.
Blade of Darkness.
And I loved it. I loved it. I mean, I'm huge into thrash metal. I'm into lots of different music. Well,
there's different genres of metal, and I get it. Like, even Metallica has its own flavor. And a lot of people who don't like metal can still like
I was always pissed off that Metallica until... What was the guy, the bass player that got his head crushed? What's his name again? Yeah, Cliff. Yeah, when he Cliff Burton died, I mean that. And then Jason Newsted.
Yeah, replaced.
Yeah, look, I was always a fan of Metallica. I mean, same as Megadeth. Megadeth.
And then later on, I couldn't watch it, but I heard other people listening. There was some sort of documentary where, like, Lars Ulrich was, like, crying or something. He was like, hey, man, like, I'm crying about stuff. And I don't know because I didn't watch it, but I only heard him. He's, like, crying.
He's probably caked out of his mind or something.
They just turned into a bunch of fags in some way. I don't know because I didn't want my childhood memories to be ruined
by a new documentary
that I was like, I don't want to watch this. I hear.
The first two albums, well, there was, what was it? Was it Kill 'Em All? Kill 'Em All. The 1984 one was Ride the Lightning and then Master of Puppets. And, and then once they started doing videos, they were never the same. I don't like them. I just didn't think they were the same. My voice box.
My shopping cart.
My voice box is broken. But when I was
when I was a child
and I loved sorry. Go.
My hands felt just like two balloons. You said when I was a child.
Oh, I love that song.
You said when I was a child. I'm sorry.
That's Pink Floyd. That's Pink Floyd. Okay.
Back to it. When you were a child.
No. When I was into metal, I'll tell you a story about Pink Floyd. When I worked at a pub, the manager of the hotel was best friends with the drummer from Pink Floyd. Do you remember his name? The drummer?
Yeah.
Don't look it up.
No, I'm not looking it up. No. Pouring a drink.
No.
I went to the kitchen. I'm trying to be quiet.
Oh, that's right. It's 4 a.m. there. Yeah. My bad. I'll tell you a secret.
Fucking bumpers. I forgot about them.
No matter what you say, you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Hello. It's Rollo. We've been talking for fucking 7 hours.
7 hours. That's right. I even forget what the day was. But I remember her best friend's brother. His name's Nick Mason. Do you remember Nick Mason? The drummer for Pink Floyd.
I remember.
Yeah. So it was She was so sweet to me, and I just loved it. You know,
take two.
He was the greatest guy. He had a race car track around his mansion because he was so rich. Yeah.
Classic.
Also,
you knew a lady who used to blow him or something? What are you talking about?
What's that? Take two. What was that?
You said she was so sweet. So who is she and who?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. The woman I used to work for. I used to work.
At the pub.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yep. I'm sorry. I stopped listening. Well, I didn't stop listening. I was just trying to be quiet.
No, that's all cool. I had so much fun at that pub. Oh, I swear to God.
The trivia? Is that the one?
That's what I did, yeah.
And you said at first it didn't go well, and then you had to feel out how to work the crowd, and you were a big hit. Jesus. And then
you know more about me than I do.
No, at the end of the night, you guys had big sex orgies and everyone.
No, not really, but there was some funny stuff going on. But I'll tell you a story, right? There was Bongo. Do you know what we called him, Bongo? Because he could stretch his scrotum over a schooner glass and play the bongos on it.
That's really interesting.
And he was the kindergarten teacher. Oh my God, that made me laugh.
That's back really in the day.
It is funny. You know why? Because it's true. Yeah, it's not made up. I couldn't make that up in my life. Yeah.
Thank you.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite pub moment? Did you ever see anyone die in a pub?
I told you my favorite.
What was his name?
About areolas, remember?
Go for it. Yeah.
Remember when I taught you the word about areolas?
Hmm.
Don't remember. Come on now, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you remember it, areolas? I know you've been talking to me for 6.5 hours. Look, I'm as drunk as you are.
Oh,
and you can talk mostly freely, but that. Nothing that you want to say personal, but that would be, look, I've had a great life. You've had a great life.
Pub moment.
Yeah.
That's a
weird
question.
This, if you don't want any of this posted, trust me, it won't get posted. No. The thing is, we had an after show the other night.
I know the thing, Rolo. We don't need to talk about it. Let's not talk about that.
No, but it's going to be cut.
No.
Hopefully it's cut properly. But I'm sure it will be.
Everything's fine. Everything's cool. Let's move on. Let's talk about something else.
All right. Who's the most famous person you ever slept with?
Wayne.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Solace. Yeah.
He's pretty famous around here.
It's pretty good, isn't he?
I met Lou Ferrigno, but I didn't sleep with him. But I shook his hand.
I've shaken so many famous people.
Incredible Hulk, man. I shook.
I know his hand. Who you're talking about. Yeah, Lou Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno's deaf. He's deaf, isn't he? He's deaf. The guy can't hear.
I would imagine he has some sort of hard of hearing just from the way he talks, but I never really thought about it. I thought it was just
He's deaf. He's deaf. He's a monster. Do you know who he reminds me of? Bill Bixby. We lost Bill Bixby in, what was it, 1993? Do you remember him?
Bill Bixby, no.
He was in The Incredible Hulk. Back in the 60s, he was in a show called, what was it called? Mine's.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
It was.
My Favorite Martian.
Yes! Did you look that up? Did you look that up, yeah. Or did you get it?
No, I looked it up. And then sometimes when I'm on the Rick and Rolo show and you guys are just talking, I want to be, you know how Joe Rogan has a assistant? And people have like I don't want to say anything. Wow. I just want to be your Googler.
Wow, you should be our producer. That's what you should be.
You guys were talking about Gone with the Wind. And, man, I've seen that movie 50 times. I love it. I know it's not accurate in history. I just love the roles. I love Vivian Leigh. I love the whole. I just love that movie.
Wow.
And you guys were talking about Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh. And neither one of you can remember their names. And I'm in, like, you know, my little.
Yeah, world. that was the classic mistake. Me and Rick were trying to think of, No, I can't even think of it again.
Sometimes I kind of wish I was like a little bird on your shoulder that's like,
yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't actually want to be a part of your show. What the hell am I going to do?
That's okay. Every Saturday
night. Like, I can't wake
Saturday
up.
Saturday night.
Every Saturday. Well, maybe I could. Yeah. But
you got to think of a song to go out with.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called? The Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh. What was the name of that movie? What was the film?
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. Like and a fart. Butler. Like a fart. We used to do a fart podcast.
Gone with the Wind.
Have you ever farted in your life in front of other people?
The fart you wanted to hear when I'm.
You get to give me one on air.
Yeah, I'll do it.
It's okay. We're all opinions are like assholes. We've all got one, and we've always got fart. Well, when it comes to bum holes. The funniest thing or the most awesome thing was Roy Scheider. Did you ever watch Jaws, the movie Jaws? You know, the shark movie? I've
probably only seen it maybe 20 times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just before he died.
Yeah.
Just before he died, he was on Family Guy. It was the very last thing he did. It's like Catherine O'Hara. I mean, but Roy Scheider just said how to take a shit on Family Guy. And it was awesome because you can injure yourself if you don't do it correctly. You know, stressing and straining and whatnot, just relax, take a shit. And that's what Roy Scheider said on Family Guy. And every time I take a shit now, I think of Roy Scheider. I really do. I'm so drunk. I'll say anything. You can ask me if I wear women's underwear.
You want me to ask you? Do you want me to ask you that question?
Yeah, I do.
I would totally do it. There's so much more.
I wear a thong. I'm wearing a thong right now. Oh my God.
Fantastic.
It's chapping my ass. It's a fucking sexy ass. You would spank me on that ass. I know you would. I bet you got a, have you got a six?
Do you know what I told you about 3 hours ago is if Rick does it first, I'll do it after.
All right, Rick. I don't think Rick's into homosexuality, but
Roy Scheider,
he's a great guy.
He was the police guy in Jaws, right?
Hmm.
Wasn't he the, wait, I'm trying to think of who he was in Jaws. I told you I was it maybe 20 times, but. Wasn't he the police?
The police guy is what's
that fucker's name? He's the real douchebag the mayor, or wasn't it the mayor?
The mayor. That's right. And
he wasn't the mayor.
Go.
Sorry, I'm terrible with actors' names. So I can see his face, but I can't put the names. I'm better with I can watch 100 movies.
What did you like about Jaws?
A million.
First time you saw it. What did you like about it? I know what I loved. It was when he's going, he's chumming. Do you know what chumming is? He's throwing meat over the.
Then the shark
comes up and then he looks back. We're going to need a bigger boat. And apparently in test screenings, the scream was so loud, they had to knock it back like 3 seconds or 3 or 4 seconds when Roy Scheider goes, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah. Now that you say that, like the faces are coming back to me. See, I kind of suck. Like, I could watch a whole movie and not know his names are. I'm not really good with all the names. Even though I could recite that when that mother walks up to the, who did she slap? Did she slap Roy?
No. Yeah, she did. She slapped Roy. Mayor. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, she slapped Roy.
No, he was the police commissioner. She slapped him in the face and it was a proper slap. It was a good slap.
Yeah, it was really good.
She was very happy about it. Yeah. She, when you get slapped like that, like I remember when Jim Carrey, when he gets slapped, because Jim Carrey's the Canadian and he's a crazy guy, but if you get slapped on both your ears, it can really hurt you. You might never hear again. You know, break your eardrums and whatnot.
The pressure.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, and I've always liked Jim Carrey. It's like my life. I fucking love Jim Carrey. I mean. I don't know what the hell's going on with his facial surgery or whatever's going on with the new. Have you seen him recently?
You guys talked to somebody. Yeah, I haven't seen that either. So Kenny Rogers and Jim Carrey look crazy.
Oh, Kenny. Kenny had plastic surgery, but he died years ago. Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Sorry. Susie.
Yeah.
He died years ago. And don't look at the plastic surgery yet. Don't do it. Because once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's like the internet. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I've seen the most awful things on the internet where I go, fuck.
Yeah, but you've never seen come out of a girl's mouth.
I don't want to see that. Have you seen people that are, killed?
Like for real?
Wrapped around cars and one. Oh, man.
I don't like that shit.
When I was a young man, because I was born in, 69.
The only thing I thought that maybe it was real. And I don't quite remember any of it right now, except for somebody eating monkey brain. But
Monkey brains is I remember the movie you're talking about. It's now it was the Harrison Ford, the second. What was that second movie where Indiana Jones? The second one where they were eating monkey brains. Yeah, I know.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. No, you got it. You got it. Temple of Doom. Yeah. You got it. Yeah, you're spot on. I can't believe you've been drinking 6 hours. Excuse me.
How many hours you been drinking, Rolo? I'm not judging you. I'm just saying. I'm just barely.
You can judge me. Judge me right now. Judge me.
Wait, I ain't judging you for shit, man. But I've been just trying to catch up. I gotta go another 12 hours to catch up with you.
I just want you to judge me.
No,
I've been judged. I've been judged. Trust me.
Fuck the judgers. If anyone judges you, fuck off. That's right.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you. Well said. That's a good lie. Look, when Karen Borg, when I said, you know, about the bloody whole COVID-19 nonsense and face masks, and I said to Karen Borg, and then she judges me. I'm not sure I'm allowed to talk about it, but I was so, distressed back then. But I'm a lot happier now. I can talk freely. Anyone fucks with me now, I will fuck with you. Fuck them right back. Yeah, you tell them. And, no, Susie, you're a great chick. And
so you're talking about Jaws, but, you know, like, I heard Rick say that, like, the Jaws movie screwed him up when he was a kid, but Piranha really messed me up, you know?
Yeah, Piranha was done by James Cameron, wasn't it? Yeah. James Cameron did Piranha 2. Yeah, it was his first. It was his first film. Yeah, Piranha 2, yeah.
I know.
He did Terminator, and he did Terminator 2, and he did Aliens. So the man's a legend in my eyes. He's a legend in my eyes. Absolutely love the guy. Yeah.
There was, I don't know if it was the 3D one or whatever.
Oh, are you talking about Jaws? Jaws?
Well,
Jaws
no, 3D. Piranha. There was one in like 70 something, 77 really? Or whatever, yeah. Piranha.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the one I saw when I was a little kid. And I was so scared, even though I still went in the water. Because we didn't have an ocean, so I wasn't afraid of sharks because we didn't have an ocean. We just, Ohio.
Yeah, we're piranhas just, mate, take a little nibble at you, don't they? A little nibble.
Oh, no, not the ones in the movies. They'll destroy you. Have you ever seen piranhas? Oh, man, you got to watch the ones.
Oh, wow.
The ones in the 70s is cool, but I'll tell you right now. There was like a 20, I think it was 3D. And there's so many tits.
All right. But whatever.
The truth meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Truthmeets.com would like to thank our major supporters this month. Rolo, Susie, and Henrik. Thank you all.
Thank you, Velocet, and thank you to, quote, anonymous donor.
Oh, that's
putting my
so
name
sweet.
In there. Whoever it is, I'm going to kiss your butthole.
Oh!
The roll over 6 hours. So, I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
I'm
right.
not
So it's Tuesday the 10th of Tuesday the 10th of March. This is not Rick and Rollo, but we're just having a lot of fun. 4:40 in the afternoon, and me and Susie have been chatting for 7 hours now.
Yeah, man.
Check on your phone. How long we've been? Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, whether this gets posted,
it's gonna get posted. But you remember in the one of them Cheech and Chong movies where Peter Herman, he's like, "I'm not sorry. And then he's like, "I'm not sorry."
I watched a few of them. I'm not huge into bong humor. Marijuana humor. That's why I didn't like Seth Rogen. No. But it's just me. I mean, everyone's got their different tastes in music. They got their different tastes in everything. You know, I mean,
it's so cute.
I know, but it's just not for me. Look, I've got a cigarette in my hand, and I got a cigarette the other day, and a Chesterfield, and I hated it. I went, "That's disgusting." Whereas I smoke Manchesters, and I absolutely love them. I love them.
I agree. Not like a smoke make machine thing where you just buy a bag of tobacco and make your own?
I probably could, you know. I'll tell you what, Rick, the way he rolls the cigarette is amazing, the way he does it. He tried to teach me how to do it. It's like trying to teach piano, like, you know, trying to play the piano.
Like, do you have a thing, like a cigarette roller thingy-majiggy?
I don't have one.
No, I'm asking you, like, does Rick have a roller thingy where you just put the tobacco in it?
You'll have to ask him.
I'm going to have to just come over and look and see what you guys are doing.
The way he does it, and the way he licks it, and
you gotta lick the thing too. That's interesting. So we have these I call it a machine. It sounds like it's some big robot thing. It's just like a thing you put on. There's a little chamber, and you stuff the tobacco in it.
Where do you get the tobacco? Where do you get the tobacco from? Where do you get it from?
Anywhere in the fucking gas station, you know, or whatever. You put the tobacco in the chamber.
I'm particular. You put the tube on particular the end, when it comes.
Roller.
Susie. I've got Manchester. finest Virginia. So this comes from Virginia tobacco. Yeah.
Virginia?
I like the taste when it comes in my mouth.
It comes all the way from Virginia, United States.
Well, that's what it says.
Wow, that's interesting.
And it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful taste. I got these Chinese, I got given a Chinese cigarette the other day. And I know, and the guy says it's 12 milligrams.
Chesterfield is from China?
No, Chesterfield was a guy. I was on the bus. I was at the bus station, and because I can't drive for another 6 months. Yeah, so Chesterfield, the guy gave me one. It was delicious. It was delicious. I gotta admit. I stomped it down. Yeah. But the Chinese one that I got, you know, given one for free, it was tasteless. And they're going, What's the point? What's the point of smoking this? I can't taste anything. I couldn't taste a damn thing. You know, when you smoke a cigarette, you want, it's like smoking a cigar or whatever, you know, or, look at what I got on my hand. What have I got on my hand? I've got, Bella's Yeti. I've got Bella's Yeti here, and I'm going to have a nice swig of, lemon, lime, and soda, with a whole bunch of vodka. You know, that's all I need to keep me happy for the rest of my life. Yeah.
That sounds like a song I'm trying to think of. To keep me happy for the rest of my life.
Of your life. Yeah.
It's not a song, but there must be a song that sounds like that.
You want to be happy the rest of your life. Never made a pretty woman your wife. Yeah, that's right. It's classic. It's classic. I mean, I remember when me and Chrissy hooked up, and I said that to her. I said, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never made it. And she was pretty. She was pretty enough. You're pretty. Post your pictures of you and Wayne
I'm not a huge fan of like this whole AI thing and all this crap and stuff and
people might do an AI thing on you. I didn't mind when they made it Verilicious? Made an AI of me really hugging.
I'm not scared of it or whatever, but you know, I just rather know people. And I've sent First Value some pictures of stuff some of Wayne's other bands that he's played in, and I don't have any like feelings like. You know,
Fast is awesome. He played guitar on the air one time for us, and his guitar skills.
Anybody wants to see a picture of me and Wayne, just I'll send it to them personally. You know, like I don't know these other fucking weirdos are on Discord saying shit.
That's true.
Some of them I think I know, or I know their names or something. But it's, you know, it's just too random.
I love that picture you sent to me when you were 17 year old. You were so young. And oh my God, I just went, oh my God, I'm in love with you.
Boing.
Boing. Yeah, but you're not quite as cute as that as you are now. That was, when was that picture taken? That beautiful picture of you with your blonde, when you were blonde. Yeah.
I was never blonde.
I don't want to post it without your permission.
Well, no, I was never blonde. And I sent those to you for a reason. If you feel, I already told you, Rello. I will never tell you anything that's a secret. I'm never going to do that. I told you I keep my secrets secret. If I tell you something,
maybe we should go out. Sorry to talk over you there, Susie.
We should go out with
no secrets. There's the band called The Angels. They've got a song called No Secrets.
She keeps no secrets.
You know it. Yeah,
I fucking love that's me, cool. Man.
Yeah. So keep going. So
I was doing the Go-Go's. Can you hear him? They talk about
the Go-Go's. I remember them. 1983. Yeah, I remember them. Okay. Yeah, they're great. I love
the Go-Go's too, though, man.
We're all tragics when it comes to.
And jealous people play. Yeah.
Oh,
man.
It's so cute. I wish I was Sarah
right now.
So she's cute. I love that song. She's still with us? She's the one.
Belinda Carlisle? Who?
Me. I haven't got my phone. I have to look it up. But
I don't know. When I think Go-Go's, I think Belinda Carlisle, but I don't know who else. Let's see. Who else is in the fucking Go-Go's?
Oh, are you trying to do a Rollo now?
No. Oh, man. That one chick from...
I tell you, a chick I really fancied back in the '80s was "Our Lips Are Sealed." Who sung that song? "Our Lips Are Sealed."
It's the Go Go's. Belinda Carlisle.
No. I'm thinking the wrong song. Give me a sec. I'm thinking of Prince. Prince, you remember the guy Prince? He wrote the song for her.
Cyndi Lauper?
No, not Cyndi Lauper, but that's cool though. You should think of that. I'm trying to think of. Oh man, she was like an Egyptian. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
What's their
who's some walk like an Egyptian? Yeah, that's it. I think you got it. Now, who was the lead singer for that?
This is the Bengals. Oh my God, that chick
the
was
Bengals.
So hot.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, what's her name? I forget.
All right. What? I'm going to have to look that one up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Bengals. Yeah. Oh, geez. The way she just talked on the TV while you watch it.
So sexy. Oh, here we go. Great. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Was that Bella? Did Bella play that for us?
Even when I see her name, I'm like, oh yeah, that's her name.
But her name's Susanna Hoff.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Holy.
Who's playing the music for us? Is that Bella?
No, it's a goat.
Oh, wow.
Don't stop, baby.
Oh, man. Was that Bellison that played that for us? Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, Susanna Hoffs. Oh, my God. I would have slept with her in a thrice a second.
That's one of those ones where Wayne said when he was young, like, that one was really a jump out. Like, whoa.
Oh, great song. Yeah.
Susanna Hoff, no. She was one where he was like, I mean, there was a lot of...
Remember Walk Like an Egyptian? She did the Walk Like an Egyptian. It was great as well, too. The Bengals, they did that. Yeah, you're right. I think you got that right.
Well,
yeah, but we're all old now. We all remember the 80s. I love the 80s. Like, And I ran. Sorry, I thought someone was calling me on the phone.
Hey.
Remember that song? Yeah, with the guy with the white hair or something. And and you could see the camera behind him in the mirror. It was all done in... Also, what did they do with the camera? They put foil around it. Yeah, that's it.
I, I don't know if it's the Bengals. Who sings this song? It might be the Bengals. I'm going to sing it terribly.
No. Send it to...
Rising, give me your hand. Do you feel my heart beating?
Yes, I remember that song. Yeah.
Isn't that Susanna Hoffs?
Yeah.
Eternal Flame.
She's so hot. I mean, she's not as hot as Blondie, Deborah Harry.
It's different, but Blondie's the hottest. Number one.
Oh, you got
your song. Give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand?
I tell you, that almost makes me cry. Susanna Hoffs on Top Shelf. Yeah. Oh my God, the Bengals. So beautiful. Susie, you almost made me sick up again.
I know.
Butthole. I don't care about it. Susie Hoff's butthole. I just, how beautiful that song is. Oh my God. I think I'm going to be sick.
We'll do it again.
It's definitely Melissa. Melissa's producing for us.
No, that was me. I did it. I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, you did it. Oh, well done.
I was trying to not give you a wet one. You asked for a dry one.
Oh, yeah, dry pipe.
Sorry. I'm free.
Oh, man, how awesome. This is all being recorded, you know. You understand.
We don't have
Doug Mulray anymore. We don't have all the comedians that I used to love. The Stan Zemanek, all the ones when I was a kid, I just loved all that stuff. I'm not quite the comedian, but I really do like a good chat. But yeah, Susanna Hoffs, the Bengals. Oh man, it just brings, what's it, the nostalgia, member berries that I have. Friggin' awesome. I love it. Yeah.
Fucking member berries. That's all you member do, Rose, is you force member berries out of me. You're like, what did you do when you were 10? I'm like,
Rig and roll it. Yeah.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
No, I'm kidding. You gonna come out of the break? You gonna do it?
All right. I have my pants pulled halfway down. I just had a wee. What do you want me to say?
Oh, you had a wee in the break.
I know it's March 10th here too. Never mind, it's March 10th. I think this is episode 4 of Rolo talking to some random fucking people.
I'm glad we didn't hear you take a tinkle. But it was. It,
oh no!
Sometimes,
I just
sometimes, you know, yeah, sometimes, sometimes it's hilarious. Rick,
when you're
Rick,
in sometimes toilet?
Take a piss. We in Australia we call it taking a piss. Yeah, taking a piss, and I mean literally not taking the piss, and oh my goodness, I don't want to hear a woman shitting and or farting or
well,
pissing.
You're
already dead. Unless she's my wife, and I've never been married once. You know that. I've never been married. Yeah. I'm a single man. So keep going. Keep going, Susie. I mean, you're on top form.
Hey.
Yeah, go.
You know what? I reached what? That point. I'm at that line. I'm at the line that 2 hours ago I said, well, I could go another half hour, and now it's 2. And that was at midnight.
All right. That's right. You said you want to go. You want to go? Okay. Oh, no. So what song would you like to go? You want to go? You want to go? You want to go? Yeah. What song would you like to go?
You want to go? You want to go? You want to go? You want to go? You want to go? You want to go?
That's definitely Bella. What song would you like to go out with, Susie?
We can't talk about that now. We've only just begun.
No. Any song. All right. I'm going to go out with it.
Why, Roller, are you going? Because you know what? You haven't eaten. Like, do you want to go?
Me? I always call it eaters or cheaters.
All right.
Eaters or cheaters. That's why I drink alcohol.
I'm up all night.
And I never eat. Pretty much, yeah. But
I get into that point where I'm like at the line, like, should I go to bed or should I party? Should I stay or should I go?
Party.
And
we're
now
here.
I think
we're
I'm
here.
But you know, I never wasn't. I kept.
Give me a better song than.
I know that song.
Solace. Do we play Solace the other night, Leading Dark, or not? I can't remember.
We're not going out. We're doing a marathon.
We're doing a marathon, are we? All right. Oh, cool. Yeah, well, what's your favorite Madonna song?
That's interesting because I like a lot of Madonna songs.
Mm-hmm. I know mine. Mine's Ray of Light.
I thought about it.
Ray of Light. Ray of Light. Do you remember that one?
So you got to let me know.
Don't do it.
Should I stay or should I go?
Okay.
It's always taste, taste, taste.
That's funny. That's Mello having a little fun with us. Yeah. Who played that song? Tease, tease, tease. Do you remember?
Yeah, I've never been asked what's your favorite Madonna song. That's so funny.
Yeah. We've got Velocette here now, so you're going to get whatever you choose.
I kind of like Dress You Up. I like that first album. And here's the deal, right? So that was 1984. I was 9 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that year, all right, so we didn't have cable when I was a kid. I went to my grandma's house. You know, I had to, whatever, I don't know. I had to be babysat at my grandma's house.
Okay.
And my grandma had 11 children, okay?
Fucking hell.
So my mom was the oldest.
Fucking uterus was falling out. 11 children? Oh, man. Keep going.
Yeah. So I'm at my grandma's and, like, two of her youngest were still in the house or some shit, you know? Mm. And they were like, fuck it, we're getting cable. And it was 1984. Mm-hmm. And so I go there and I'm like, what's MTV? I don't know. I've never seen MTV before, right? So I turn this shit on and it's Madonna doing Like a Virgin and she's a real fucking slut.
Oh! Oh, we know what song you want then, like a bird.
No, I don't want that song. I'm just telling you, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. So she's rolling around on a boat and with her, you know, lacy crap on. Mm-hmm. She's doing all this shit. And
I've always loved her since I was a kid.
Here's the thing. That's what's fucked up is because it mentally warped every girl in fifth grade. When we all dressed up that year for Halloween, we were all Madonna. We were all a bunch of sluts. Mm. We're all a bunch of 9-year-old fucking sluts. Like, it really shaped, like, our whole image. Like, we're all like, oh, I have our gloves on and our whatever, earrings and whatever. Well, the headband was the thing, too. And it just really, like, looking back. She knows it. Yeah. She's a slut and she knows it for sure. That's fucking hilarious.
She's a slut and she knows it.
Oh my goodness. Look. I still got a soft spot for Madge.
Yeah.
I really do. What's he's done to her body? I don't know what he's done to her body these days.
What's who cares what her body is? The fucking satanic rituals that are really insane. Like, what is that?
I can't believe it. I can't believe what she's done to herself or whatever.
I watched movies and saw Desperately Seeking Susan, and I was like, Madonna.
Oh,
and that's my friend's dad was trying to get us tickets to her concert, but it was sold out. And he knew a guy who knew a guy, and he was trying really hard. He was making phone calls.
I hear. That was my ex. The Desperately Seeking Susan was my ex's favorite. One of my ex's favorite movies, with Rosanna Arquette, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I, you know, the one with the piercings in her eyes, in her eyebrows and whatnot. And I tell you.
What do you think about a singer named Madonna who is shaping a bunch of young people to be sluts? Like, does that offend you? If it was your daughter, if I was 9 years old and I was your daughter, would you be like, I'm gonna get her tickets to go see Madonna, like my friend's dad did? Or would you be like, stop dressing like a slut? You know? And no one.
I'm sorry. I'm just a slutty boy. And when she was singing, what was that? In that brown, fucking 1989, I think it was. I've never seen anything more gorgeous than Madonna. She was so gorgeous. Yeah. And I didn't like her when she had those tube boobs or whatever it was. 1992.
The pointy ones,
yeah. I thought that was Vogue. She sung that song. The song wasn't that bad, but I preferred Like a Virgin, Fuck for the Very. Oh, was that Fuck for
Evilly, evilly slutty? It's like a lure. It's like it lures you in.
Oh, there's Lord! Something. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
no, Lord! No! It's a lure, like a fishing lure. It reels you in. There's something about her and the songs and the moves or something.
Oh man.
That's how I feel. I wouldn't kiss her butthole like the others. Yeah.
well, I would have back then, not now.
Yeah.
we all get lured in sometimes, don't we?
Yeah,
you're a classic, Susie. I'm so glad that you came in. We're gonna play your what's it?
Don't do it.
We're gonna do it.
If anyone wants to listen, make
noise. Are you doing your Kenny Williams?
Nobody.
You gonna do your Kenny Williams? No.
I think
it's okay. The little fight is gonna be taken out.
And hey, let's raise a glass.
Who knows? This probably won't be even recorded.
I think it's being recorded, Rollo. Let's raise a glass.
I think it is. But the thing is, it might not be posted. Unless we behave ourselves. What's your favorite song? Yeah, go for it.
My favorite song. Let's raise a glass. I just poured some cheap wine. Let's hope that Rick's tooth problem gets fixed. Now I have a plastic cup here. Let's hope Rick's tooth.
Yeah. Well, if you should have a Yeti. You should have a Yeti in front of you. Aren't you a donor for the Truthmates?
You know, I'm
why don't you have a Yeti in front of you like I do?
I really like my little plastic cup. I'm a huge fan of it. It's small, the straw fits perfectly. It's fine. I'm very partial to my cup.
All right. That's fine.
There's no other cup in the whole world for me. But thank you.
It's like your husband Wayne, right? There's no one you'd love to hug. Yeah.
He's
a great guy. And that picture you sent me when you're 17, you look so cute. But the picture of your husband, Wayne, when he's looking like, let me kill Mr. The Ace of Spades. Should we go with the Ace of Spades? It's one of my favorites. I love the Ace of Spades. It's like one of my favorite songs of all time. What was the name of his band? The Ace of Spades.
Motorhead.
You got it. Let's go with that. Are we leaving? Do you want to continue?
I just poured some more wine. I was going to hope that.
All right. We'll continue.
If you want to throw up or go eat or take a nap, that's okay.
No, I don't want to throw up. Oh, seriously, I threw up just before. And again, it wrecked my vocal cords. Where bulimic or whatever. Yeah, I was just there going, oh man, I lost my voice. I'm there going.
When we talked a couple days ago, do you remember I told you I threw up too?
You did.
Yeah, I told you about it, but I wouldn't expect. Man,
yeah, I'm a mega drunk.
And I was like, oh shit, I did say that, didn't I? I forgot about that too.
I'm a mega drunk, so I don't remember shit. Tell me again.
I had a one hitter, they call it, like a
one hitter. Yeah.
It looks like a cigarette. Mm-hmm. You know, you just do like one or two hits out of the little cigarette thing. And I went to clear it. I didn't know it was dark. And I went to I didn't know if there was a hit still left in it, but I took this really gross hit of resin, you know, and it was like, I wasn't even really drinking or anything. It was just the taste of it made me throw up.
Mm, mm.
I did throw up a little bit of wine, and I covered it with some mulch.
Ah, that's all right. I've been there, done that. You know, it's like, oh, look, I've sucked a lot of cock to get where I am.
Yeah,
I wonder if Bella can play that regurgitated song. I sucked a lot of cock to get where I am. You know, that's when I threw up, because when I was sucking, like for real, I threw up. I wasn't a true homosexual. Right. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
I can talk about anything.
So why'd you throw up from the taste?
He shoved his cock down my throat way too far. The gag
word. Did you throw up for real? Like, did you?
Then I realized I wasn't a homosexual. I think I prefer women. You know it. I prefer women. At least you got a sense of humor. I mean, that's what the arc in life. You got to work out.
Somebody's gonna listen.
Look,
to it.
This is never gonna get posted.
Yeah, it is.
No. You reckon? Oh no I way.
No, the last 6 hours and 10 minutes before that isn't gonna. But this is. You're the one who said it. I didn't even prompt you. I didn't.
We were in the green room. That's right. For 6 hours. That's right.
Yeah, you did it. I didn't do it.
Roll it. We should make a song called I Did It.
Mm-hmm. I did it my way.
I did it my way. Mm-hmm. I remember that song. That was Frank Sinatra, wasn't it? I did it my way.
Yeah, and the Sex Pistols, dude.
Oh, the Sex Pistols. Yeah, they did a version of it too, yeah. Man, it's so cool. He's still with us, isn't he? Johnny Rotten, John Ludd. I'm pretty sure he is.
Hmm? So I used to work at a gas station, right? And when you work at a gas station, it's the same as working at a movie store. Like, you get to really know people and what kind of cigarettes they smoke and what kind of movies they like. And you just really know people. Like, I would go to the grocery store and people would go, "Hey, mommy, that's the girl from the, you know, the gas station or the whatever," like, you know. I don't like saying grocery store, movie store.
It was one of the funnest times I've ever had in my life. Yeah, working at the video store,
I don't know who in the hell was actually in the band at the time, but the, quote, Sex Pistols came to Cleveland. Mm. And it was this big outdoor venue. And so you could just stand outside and hear it. Like, you don't need to buy a ticket and go in. So we thought, well, fuck it. Let's just go and we'll hang out. And, you know, there's a lot of bars around. It's like a really happening place. It's like the Key West of Cleveland, you know? It's like a real
cool Cleveland rocks. Remember that song, Cleveland Rocks?
Yeah, man. Cleveland does rock. So then,
that was true. Rick and roll.
20 minutes goes so fast.
No matter what your age, you're listening to Conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
All right, I'll do it. Rick and Roll.
I think this is going to be our new show.
If I'm 20.
We just talk about
cum. I think so. So it's Tuesday, 20th of March, 2026. So we're talking about Cleveland Rocks. Cleveland Rocks. Drew Carey. I used to love the guy. You know, he was... What was that TV show he used to do? after
No, I was never a huge fan of that show.
Yeah, but what was it? What was it? Was the Sale of the Century or something, or was it? Drew Carey, Drew Carey. Oh man, I just love the guy. I just always thought he was funny. Yeah, he was always out for a laugh. Yeah.
You know how fucking stupid it is? It was called the Drew Carey Show. We're Carey, like, what's the name of that show? It's his name and the word show. So anyway, we're standing
Sorry. It was only because he came from Cleveland. Which is a great song.
Yeah.
It's a rockin' song.
Listen to this. So, you know, the theme song was something like Full Moon in Parma, blah, 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 or whatever.
Yeah.
I just remember the theme song was something about Full Moon in Parma or something. I live in Parma. So it was actually my city that's outside of...
You live in Panama right now.
I live in Parma, not Panama. Parma.
Oh, Panama. Oh, man.
No, Parma.
Parma. Yeah. When I think I think of that beautiful, good-looking David Lee Roth. Did you think he was sexy when you were young?
Really? No.
What was it called? What was that song? California Girls or something, wasn't it? California Girls.
A way better song about California girls. Anyway.
Mm. Mm.
So we're standing outside. We're downtown in Cleveland. And the Sex Pistols are playing. And this big, burly bouncer guy walks up. And he goes, "Did you used to work at that gas station?" And I was like, yeah. He goes, "Do you want to go in? Because you were really nice to me like one time at that gas station." And I was like, "Really?" He was like, "Yeah." So that's the end of my story. It wasn't really a great story. But I worked at a gas station. I was nice to someone once. He recognized me and just let us in for free.
We
watched fake Sex Pistols.
What a sweet guy.
Yeah.
You and Wayne.
Way before I met Wayne. It was like in the mid-90s, like 95 or something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
What did I love about the Sex Pistols? I loved the fact the Filthy Luca tour there. You know, because Sid Vicious, you know, died of heroin, 1978 or something? And he couldn't play the bass guitar anyway. And then he did Pill, which is Public Image Limited. Do you remember that? He put all the weight on. Look, like he's a fat bastard, right? Well, I think he's still with us. Johnny Rotten. But you know, what's wrong with that? I just didn't like him crying.
He's went in the house again.
It upset me because, yeah, he cried on air because he, because of Sid Vicious and Sid and Nancy. Have you ever seen the movie? The movie is like...
I think that movie was...
They're accusing Sid killed Nancy. And what's his name? His first movie. Give me a second. What was his name? The guy that played in the movie Fuck, I can't even think of that movie. His name's Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman. There you go. You helped me. You helped me. Gary Oldman. Well, somebody did. Somebody whispered Gary Oldman to me. Yeah, I couldn't think of it for the life of me. But yeah, and when Gary Oldman plays that role, oh yeah, it is fantastic. Yeah, it's look, it's a life that you'd never want to be a part of. You know, it's like, be careful who you meet when it comes to famous people. Who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno, who played the Hulk, right? And he, was he nice to you?
Yeah, he licked my butthole.
did he get an autograph though, or something? He licked your butthole. Christ, so fucking mighty, huh? Take two.
It was like, it bums me out a little bit because there was a line where you could just like go and shake his hand and keep on moving. If you want to pay $20, you can get a picture with him.
All like, right. Yeah, so,
forget, man.
Now
that I look back, I'm like, how funny would that be if I had that picture? It's worth like $500 to me right now.
Was he all dressed in green, or was he just his normal self?
Just a regular dude.
I mean,
think of the year.
I would never have paid $20 to get a photo.
But I wish I did. I think that would be really funny.
Unless he was dressed as the Hulk.
Oh yeah,
and then you know, grabs me around the neck, you know, as my well, like crush, John Lewis did. Yeah,
I remember my first crush as a kid, like for a TV star, was Bo Duke.
Who? Bo Duke? Are you talking about the Dukes of Hazzard?
John Schneider.
Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, how many little kids was Daisy Duke? I mean. Hello,
Daisy, with her little panties on.
Yeah,
I used to love watching that show. I used to spank it to Daisy. Oh, I think she was the sexiest. Is she still with us? Is Daisy still with us?
I don't know, but I'm gonna make a song tomorrow called "I Used to Spank It." Daisy, because I think that's probably I'm trying to plug in my phone in the dark. I'm sorry. That's probably 90% of a lot of people spanking.
Now I'm going to play with my willy and think of you. That's Bella. We're good. I'm going to play with my willy and think of you. No, I'm going to think of Daisy's Duke.
No.
Oh, man. She was so sexy.
But when you think about it, what do you think about this? Like, Luke Duke was such a, like,
That was sexy, too.
He had, like, a ripped body. Like, he was sort of like a stout, sort of muscular kind of guy. He was kind of like the Batman and Robin sort of scenario.
Yeah, I hear. Why was it racist? Because of the General Lee, of the car, right?
Hey, did you see the pictures of the car I sent you?
No, I'm just asking you as an American.
I painted the General Lee on my car.
Oh, okay. Give me a phone.
No, I. All right. When I was a little kid, I loved the Dukes Hazzard so much that when I was 18,
oh,
I
loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Oh, man. Me too. My father wouldn't let me watch it. My father wouldn't let me watch commercial TV. I had to watch the ABC. Yeah, the bullshit ABC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucked. Whereas I loved American TV. And I tell you, the Dukes of Hazzard, once you watch it, you can't unwatch it.
Yeah,
it's
man.
So much fun. Oh,
explain
my God.
Explain to me this, Rillo. This is something I've been wondering about.
Hmm?
So you're a little kid or you're 15. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm just curious. Hmm. So you live in Australia and there's something called American TV.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're in America, there's not.
I'm talking back in the 70s. We didn't have internet services or anything
three channels or whatever. I get it. But why was American TV on your TV and you weren't allowed to watch it? Like, why was American
my father was a fucking pain in the ass. I got a TV set when I was given a TV set when I was 7, 8 years old or whatever. My father was pretty much rich. I mean, he built the Tangara. He's a legend. And he probably spoiled me, right? Okay. Do you know what spoiled is? You know, when spoiled children.
Yeah,
but he wouldn't let me watch commercial TV. I had to watch the ABC. It was just something that he was. I loved the A-Team. I loved all the stuff on American TV. I never wanted to watch anything on the ABC apart from, you know, a few comedy stuff.
It's curious to me that I hadn't realized how much American TV is pushed on other countries. Like, there's probably some little kid in England that's like, I always wanted to watch American TV, and my dad wouldn't let me. Like, it's like American TV gets pushed on the whole world. But holy crap, I really wish that we had an Australian fucking channel when I was a kid, like, or an England channel. Like, I would have loved to watch British humor on my channel.
We can do it now. It's called BritBox.
Yeah, we could do anything
it's
we
called
want.
BritBox.
Now.
I know. You just sign up for BritBox. I think it's only $5 a month or something.
I can't believe how much American TV, like, even like dumb shows like Full House or Family Ties, like all of that stuff was like pushed on you guys.
But I like Family Ties in the day. I'm just glad that Michael J. Fox was allowed to be given the Back to the Future. I mean, seriously, it's one of my favorite movies.
Here's another funny story, Rolo. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Dun dun dun. Yeah.
Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun. Yeah.
So when my grandma, my mom's mom, and this is all about Back to the Future. It's all gonna come around, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try not to make it too long. So my grandma had a sister. And her sister got really sick. And then her sister's husband was like, oh, man, I want to fuck. So he, I don't know if it was rape. I don't know if it was consensual. Anyway, so my grandma's sister's husband fucked her, right? So it would be like me. You remember I was telling you about my sister Mary? It's like, what if her husband fucked me? Okay. So this is like 1937. Mm-hmm. So, okay, my sister's husband fucked me. Like, just think about it that way. That's my grandpa.
Look, I've seen Back to the Future. Michael J. Fox wants to fuck his mom. Hey. All right, keep going. I'll make it really quick.
So then my grandma, like, oh, she's like, oh, fuck, I'm pregnant. You know, it's 1937 and I can't do this, you know, without, like, you need a decoy, right? Like, you need, like, someone to be like, oh, shit, you know? Mm. So she found a dude who was a widow who had three sons. My grandpa. So she found a dude who needed a wife, mm-hmm. and so she married him and had the baby, and he adopted the baby, and everything was cool. Mm-hmm. And my mom was the firstborn of their wedlock, and then she had 11 kids. Right?
11. Wow.
Yeah. So, well, no, she had 10 kids. So technically she had 11 because of the one whoopsie. So my mom was the firstborn of the 10 after the whoopsie. So that guy. I can only imagine.
Did she have the 11 naturally birthed?
They all came out the right way and everything they're doing now. Just, hold on. So, okay. So that one kid that was whoopsied from, you know, the sister's husband, he grew up to be a really sick motherfucker who wanted to fuck little boys and had a hairstyle fetish. No, this isn't a bad story.
We're actually on air. I think we're being recorded.
Do you really want to tell that story?
Do you really want to tell that story? All right. Keep going.
Second time.
All right. You're telling the story. All right.
So he grew up.
All right.
I don't know. But he's just a
weird... No. I didn't mean to knock the thought out of your head. So
his Uncle Bob.
One of the Charles, it turns out to be a molester or something.
That's all comes back to the future, right? So my Uncle Butch, he loved hairstyles for little boys, whatever. And man, was he a drunk. And somehow or another, and that's the big long story, he ended up living in my fucking house in the basement, right, for a couple of years. Mm. And I have a lot of stories about that. But his favorite movie was Back to the Future.
He never mess with you though, did he? Right?
He was gayer than the day is long. No, I wasn't a little boy ever.
I know. But, it is a crazy movie when you think about it.
I've got a crazy Uncle Bruce and a crazy Uncle Mike that will fill eight whole podcasts of the stories from those two people. I'm not talking about depression or whatever.
I don't think of Back to the Future is depressing at all. I think looking back on it, it's amazing how that movie even got made.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
To go make a smoke.
All right. Okay. So it's Saturday. No, it's Tuesday. Tuesday, the 10th of March, 2026. Are you going to hang on for a bit longer? I mean, that's a crazy story. I mean, the movie, I loved it back in the day. I'll tell you, I saw it, what was it, October 26, 1985. I saw it on the date that it was supposed to, and I was the only one in the cinema. What's that? What's that all about? Phase Twin Cinema. I saw Back to the Future on the day it was set. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
You saw it at the movies? Is that what you're telling me? I made a smoke. I came back. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'll say it again. I went and saw Back to the Future in 1985, and I was the only one in there. Phase Twin Cinema. Yeah. And it was October 26, 1985. And I looked at my watch. I used to wear a watch back in the day. And I went, oh, man, that's today's date. Yeah. And they'd made it like, you know, 9 months before. Robert Zemeckis, wasn't it? Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale. It was a crazy movie. It's a crazy movie. They film five reels of film with as the lead, what was his name? Eric Stoltz. And then they went, it's not working. Stoltz. It's not what Eric Stoltz. Yeah.
Eric Stoltz was supposed to be Michael J. Fox. Holy crap, I never knew that.
They've still got a couple of takes of it, and
I wonder if you guys and they
said it wasn't working. But the trouble was, it was Michael J. Fox's doing Family Ties or whatever it was, that TV show, and Eric Stoltz just wasn't working for him. And they wanted Michael J. Fox. And I'm glad they got him because it was, I like all three of them. I'm just glad that they won't redo it. I know they want to.
Yeah.
I don't want them to redo it.
I'm fucking wondering how I ever missed that. You guys must have said that at least once, if not five times, about Eric Stoltz. I don't remember knowing that.
Some Kind of Wonderful. Him with what was her name? The pretty girl. I forget. Have you ever seen Some Kind of Wonderful? It's a great movie. I forget. It's the same girl. It's the mother in Back to the Future. I forget her name. I'm bloody hopeless with names, but there you go. It was great. John Hughes wrote it.
Mary Stuart Masterson wrote it.
I know Masterson. Yeah, she's the
Is that not the right name?
No. I think you're right. But that's not the lead. No, that's not the lead. But she was great in it too. She was the tomboy.
Leah Thompson.
There you go. Yeah, you got it.
I think of Leah Thompson. I think of Red Dawn and all those old movies that they did. It was just like that whole, wasn't she?
She was so beautiful back then. She was so beautiful. She's still beautiful now. You would have kissed her on the lips.
No. She's not butthole worthy of me.
I would have kissed her on the lips.
No, she's pretty great. So, when I was a kid, man, I was like, Red Dawn. It's the greatest movie in the whole world.
Red Dawn, 1984. That's Patrick Swayze. And I remember that movie.
And I was like super hooked on all those movies. Because I read the books, like The Outsiders and was it Tech?
Oh, The Outsiders. Oh my God. How many famous actors were in that movie?
A ton.
Oh my God. They had Ralph Macchio. They had Tom Cruise. Yeah. The Outsiders. Like, seriously, there's got to be six or seven super famous actors.
Yeah. Right now. So good.
Yeah. Who wrote the book? I forget.
Kathy Minton.
Yeah, Kathy Minton. Kathy.
S as in Susanna. E as in Hinton.
Hinton.
S E Hinton.
Yeah.
I still have the book. I have the book. Mm. I didn't look it up. I actually know that.
I was forced to read it at school, but I prefer the movie. The movie was great. Oh yeah. Oh my god. All those hot blokes. All those hot blokes. I think that's what made me thought I was gay.
Who was gay?
No. I watched it because they were all hot back in the day, and I went.
I thought
I want to go to a gay bar. Classic, yeah. You would have slept with all of them.
You would have. Yeah, would have gang banged all of those motherfuckers. You kidding me? Man, that's one thing
I did like the movie.
I want to go to that set and go to the playground where they killed that one guy accidentally. Or kind of on purpose. And just totally had a gangbang at the playground. Damn. Yeah. Wish I would have done that.
I did enjoy the movie, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I've had too many Imoglis in my Yeti here with my Donald Trump. I love the fact that he's put Donald Trump on the back. I love it.
You're the tapper out.
What song are we gonna go with?
Anything you want.
No, it's your choice. Come on.
All right, well, how much longer do you have? 10 minutes, or do you want to go right now?
Me, I'm going nowhere. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I thought you just said you had too many Imoglus in your Yeti.
But that's me. I told you I already crossed the line.
Have
you got a glass of wine? Well, there you go. All right. Well, keep going on then. What do you want to talk about? Have you got anything else on your mind? Have you got anything else on your mind?
I have a ton of shit on my mind.
I had to report today.
All right. How'd that go?
Pretty good.
You don't have too many details, but you said it's very depressing. It makes you want to kill yourself. So what's the procedure?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Wait. Yeah. Hold on. Paint a picture for me, unless you don't want to. So you walk in the door. Mm. There's a door. Is it?
Listen. All right. Yeah. All right.
Paint a picture.
Hmm.
So you walk in the door. How does it feel? Like, what's the thing? What's the stuff? What's it like?
Well, when I had to do that and I had to be around a bunch of, in a group therapy, all I wanted to do was kill myself.
Okay. Rolo, let me ask you this. Is it a big building with a lot of places, or is it just like
it's a church.
Okay. Mm. That's why I asked you to paint a picture. I'll be more specific. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you get to the church and then you walk in. Is it like 10 people and you walk into the side room?
It's about 30 people.
30 people? Holy crap.
All in a circle. 30 people. And then Yeah. And then they do a they do a bless the land that we've taken over. So we have to go through all that bullshit where, you know, we have to bless the land that we stole off the Aborigines. And then you know, I always made sure I was on the left. So the rest of them said their sob stories. It's the most depressing fucking shit I've ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. And I won't say her name, but let's call her, I'll give her a pseudonym. I don't know, Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston says to me, you don't have to come here anymore. You can just phone in your performance.
Well, that's
which is what I did. Yep. That's right. And I've only got to do that till the end of 2023. Go. Take two.
I said, what a relief, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge news. That was awful. That should have been the first thing you said, like, ever.
Oh.
That just happened today. Yeah. You don't have to go there anymore. Hallelujah. No.
Well, it's Tuesday today. I rang her this morning. I rang Bryan Cranston, who's not her, but he's a man. But I don't want to give her name out on air.
I don't want to fucking know the cunt's name or the nice lady. I don't care who it is.
She's absolutely lovely, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
She's covered in tattoos. I don't like women with tattoos. It's the only thing I don't like.
Well, that's fine. It doesn't matter what she looks like. It's about what she has inside of her heart.
No. She's sexy.
She told you don't have to come in anymore. You just call in. What a relief, Rollo. That's huge news.
That's
awesome.
My God. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just don't know why young people have to get tattoos all over themselves.
No, it's fun. It's fun for them.
No.
I wanted to do it too.
She's a white woman. Whereas sometimes, like New Zealanders, right? They get tattoos on their faces and stuff like that. But I think that's from years ago. She's white. She's Anglo-Saxon. And she's covered in tattoos. And I just don't like it.
What's Anglo-Saxon?
What's it called? When you got that tattoo over your bottom and it just turns me off.
Yeah,
if I see tattoos on a woman, I just want it. I don't want anything to do with it. She is very nice though. She's very nice to me.
I think it's funny that you gave her Bryan Cranston.
I love Bryan Cranston. What was that? Breaking Bad. I've loved that show, and they did a him and Jesse got back together in that movie or whatever that afterwards. Oh yeah, it was good. Oh my God,
what the hell was it? Pinkman,
yeah.
Pinkman,
Jesse. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, Jesse Pinkman. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed. Yeah, look, I just.
Hey, did you ever watch the Fargo series? Like, not the movie.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Those were good, right?
Yeah, oh,
those were good.
Fuck yeah! I mean,
yeah,
they're amazing.
That one of the Jesse, or one of those people were in those Fargo series. And what's her?
What did you think of the original film with William H. Macy?
Yeah, so good, so good. The original Fargo movie.
Yeah, Coen, the Coen, yeah, the Coen brothers. The Coen brothers did it. I just thought it was the best thing I've ever seen. It was just amazing.
I really thought that, I mean, going in, I'm like, I don't know. I didn't even know what to expect. I'm like, I don't fucking know.
There was a little bit of nepotism where he gave his wife the role. You remember? One of the Coens. His wife, he gave the role, but she was amazing at it. I forget her name, but
I wouldn't even call that nepotism. It's just like she fucking did it, man.
Yeah. You know? Oh,
like,
yeah.
If she was a shitty actress, and it was like, oh, I have to because it's my wife.
That scene where Steve Buscemi and I think his name's Stone or something. And they're in the car and they're arguing, and it was so funny. And then they shot that cop in the mouth.
That's insane.
It is insane. Oh my goodness! You know, it's because it's the Twin Cities. It's Minneapolis and what is it?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah, Minneapolis and Minnesota. Oh my God, you know, it's
there's
crazy.
A couple,
there's I
a couple
saw.
Shows.
I, go.
No, there's no, a few shows that are kind of older that I'm wondering if you guys have watched, and I'm going to send you trailers for them later at some point in the future after I get over.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, I'm sure Bella said we'll put it on its streaming service if I
One of them, there's a show called The Leftovers, and I don't think
The Leftovers.
People don't talk about that show enough. It blew my brains out of like my brain. Oh, in my kitchen right now because I watched a lot of it in my kitchen. My brains are still in the ceiling. They're still
The Leftovers. Let me have a look. Where's my phone? I've lost it.
Later, go. I love when you do that. It's really cute to me.
So good. No, you're cute to me. The first Leftovers. Leftovers. I really can't remember it. I don't think I've seen it.
Like a third of the people all of a sudden for no reason, boink, they disappeared. Like a baby in the back of the car, like the people sitting at your table.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, just
sounds like pluribus. Is it? It's like pluribus?
Pluribusy. Yeah. Yes. It's.
Oh, man. Pluribus. I watched the whole season of Pluribus. Oh, I loved it. Apart from the fact that, again, have you seen it? Have you seen Pluribus?
Yeah, I did. Can we talk about it?
Yeah. Well, when that woman, and she says, come back, I cried. Yeah. I cried. Mm. Yeah. In the episode 7, I cried at the end of that, because what was her name? Carol. And you know that's money in the bank when she's with his painting on the end of that cul-de-sac. Oh, Rick and Roller.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Boop-bee-boop-boop-boop-doop-boop-boop-boop-boop-beep-doop. It's March 10th, and you're listening to Rick and Susie. Boop-bee-doop-boop. Oh,
well done.
No, Rick and Susie. Rick's at the dentist. Oh, no.
You nailed it.
Rollo and Susie. And we wish Rick was here, but he's at the dentist.
I called him, but I left a message. I don't know if he'll come back. When Carol was painting around that cul-de-sac comeback, and it was so long where they go, it's going to make me cry now just thinking back to it. Where she looks at that woman. I didn't know where it was going to go. I didn't know where it was going to go.
How would we know?
And the big and the huge hug she gets.
I didn't like that. We have completely different. I'm thinking.
I went through. Awesome.
I cannot tell you how I'd feel if the whole world was so fucked up that she was on her own. She was all by herself. She was blowing shit up. She was breaking windows. She was setting up fireworks. She was doing all this shit by herself. And finally, I get it where you have to be like, come back. Because you're so alone. I get it. Then she went on like fucking, oh, we're going skiing.
Vince Gilligan should have shifted that episode to 9 and 9 to 7. And it would have been, I thought the end was no good. I would have loved that as my ending. You could have reworked the script. Is it Vince Gilligan who wrote that story? I think it is, isn't it?
If you say so, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just thinking about the story.
I thought if you switch it around, put 7 to 9, it would have been better, just for me. But I'm very picky and choosy. You know what I mean?
The guy that guy who was trying to walk through the fucking jungle and he was dehydrated and he was going to die.
I like the main
chief. He didn't want anybody's help.
No, I like the main chief.
Sorry, Rolo. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Guy who had to walk and then he got that tree or something really fucked him up. They had all those spikes in it and then he's going to die. I mean, he would have died, but then he got saved and I was like, fuck. I don't know. We're going skiing.
How many people are left on Earth that are still human? 11 or something?
I don't remember. Yeah, it was 11 or some shit.
Yeah, that's right. And all the rest of them are pod people. Which is so awesome. I mean, it's an awesome concept. But
there's no way.
I like the fact that she's a nobody, like not a famous actress, the Carol woman. And I loved every time. Hello, Carol.
No, she was
and every time, there were a whole group of people. That was so brilliant at the beginning of the show, Hello, Carol. Because she's immune to the whatever. And they're trying to, and then when they stopped answering her calls, that was the thing that really, and she's there going, hello, Carol, just leave a message. And then they fly shit in things on drones or whatever. And you're so alone. You're so alone. Then.
Yeah, Rolo, you're alone. I'm alone. I mean, I have Wayne, but basically, I have to keep up this facade over here. We just have fun and we just watch movies and it's all really good. We don't have deep conversations about anything. I mean, in some aspects, we're all really alone.
Okay.
And do you remember that song? Sorry to talk over you there. Do you remember that song?
I might sing it.
All Alone Again by Metal Church.
Now, you talk about that earlier. Was it from Badlands or something?
Oh, yeah, we should play. Badlands. Badlands is a fucking rocking song. Maybe we'll go out with that. Yeah.
But the thing is.
But he sung a song. Yeah, go. Talk.
I was so inspired by her, fuck you. Like, she's like, fuck you. I'm not doing it.
Right.
And then next thing you know, she's having fucking sex with this broad and going out and skiing or whatever. I was like, man, bitch.
That's a bit Westworld-like. That's a bit Westworld-like, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
There's no way I would have done that. And, I mean, how the hell am I supposed to know? I can't imagine what I'd be like if I was 11 of, like, the whole world. Like, I'm just...
Yeah, exactly. And all the rest are basically robots or something. Yeah. I know. It's troubling. But that's what makes the show so good. I mean...
Here's what I would have done. I would have really liked having conversations with people more than going off and having sex with some weird thing. I think companionship she could have just had dinner parties for the hell of it.
Anything she wanted to eat ever. Yeah.
And then been like, okay, it's been an hour and a half. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. Everyone leave now.
When she put the sodium pentothal in and then got the, and they can't lie.
Yeah.
They can't lie. So she messed with them and they didn't want to hurt. They didn't want to hurt her. They just left her alone after that.
Yeah.
When she sodium pentothal that guy. And he told the truth. And they didn't want to hurt her, but they just all alone again. And when she painted that thing on the bloody cul-de-sac.
That's so funny. I keep thinking of this really gay song, All By Myself or some shit. There's so many songs about being alone or by yourself or whatever.
Yeah, that's
so
dumb. Right.
It's so stupid.
Oh,
but yeah, man. There's no way. Like, I would maybe miss a good conversation, and I would order it like a dinner. Can someone please come here and talk to me for an hour and a half? And then they would
We've done seven hours now, haven't we? Because we did 6 hours off air.
Oh, and no, it's been way longer than seven.
I don't know if this will ever. I'm not sure if this will ever get posted, but that maybe it will. I don't know. You've been on your best behavior. You're great.
You're on your best behavior. You asked me so many disgusting, amazing questions.
Oh, did
do
I?
Do it, Rilla.
Oh.
No, you already did. Do we have to repeat ourselves?
What's the most disgusting thing you've ever done in your life?
Disgusting? I don't know.
What?
It has a lot of different things. I mean, there's sexual, there's... all kinds of weird.
I'm not talking about sexual. I'm just talking about disgusting. Mm-hmm. Where you're disgusted in yourself. We were with Frank one night, and I was so drunk, and Rick was so pissed off with me, he pushed me on the train to get home.
Yeah.
I was just, oh, man, I was embarrassing. We'd just been to the casino, and look, I didn't do anything. I didn't hurt the guy. I sat down next to him, the homeless guy, and they were just embarrassed. And I just gave him a cuddle. That's all I did. Yeah, yeah. But that's just me.
I like that story when you pulled that gun out of that guy's waistband and was like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. That's all right that time. Yeah,
don't
that's
crack
right.
me up. Scared the shit out of Frank. He probably shit his pants.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look, if you've got a weapon, you've got to have it. Most police have it, their Glock, buttoned and, you know, with leather and, yeah. But I just grabbed it quickly, yeah, and then I gave it back to him, yeah. But he didn't know what to do. He just freaked out.
I would have been shocked as well.
Yeah. I pointed it right at him. I go, where's the safety or something? Did I say that? I don't know. But, you know, and then I gave it back to him. And I don't even
this
know.
It should have been on YouTube.
A real block.
It should have been like Australian man pulls gun from someone else's waistband and points it at him. Like, I wish there was a video.
Man, don't give me any ideas because back in the day, I would have.
You couldn't reenact that if you wanted to.
Mm.
No, I'm just saying, like, if there was some weird random person.
I've never had a problem with firearms. If I've got a firearm, I'll use it. I'm not the best shot that I sometimes over exaggerate. Saying I'm the best shot. But if me and you are, I don't know, a couple of feet apart, I'll shoot you between the eyes. If not that I would, I'm just saying, if you're close enough. I mean, I can't miss. I can't. I play darts. I hit a 138 peg one time. Triple 20, double 20, double 18. Yeah. And, I won the competition that year. So I'm not going to miss. Do you understand darts? Do you know what darts? You know what darts is?
Not really. Like,
no, it was like pool. You know, pool.
I've never been very good at darts. I'm so short that, like, I just hit the fucking floor.
Yeah. Like, that's okay.
I play darts, I have to aim, like, really high up and then account for the curve. Like, I can't, like, they have to lower the dart for me.
I think I said 138. I think I said 138 before. 136. It was a 136 peg. Triple 20. Double 20, double 18. Yeah, it was 136. Yeah.
No, it's a lot of things to account for when you're dealing with a short person. It's, mm-hmm.
You are a midget. You're a midget, aren't you? Five four?
No. So funny.
That's all are you?
No. Just five.
3?
There's only fives, and I'm 50, and I'm 5, and I can't drive. 55. I'm I have fives all over me right now. Mm. I need a 5 sweater.
You're still cute. You were still cute when you were 17. I'm still looking at that picture now. It's amazing how cute you were.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But you said you've packed some weight on.
So no.
you're a bit of a blubber. You're a bit of a blubber, like a blue whale.
I'm a baleen whale.
Baleen whale. Yeah, it happens to the best. Look at me. I'm a vegetarian and I'm still fat.
No, you're not fat.
Yeah. I haven't eaten meat since, 2020? I don't make a huge thing about being a vegetarian. I just, Screw that. All right. Are we, what song would you like to go out with, Susie? Because I'm starting to get tired. I'm going to have a little nap.
Yeah, think about that.
Hmm. You got one? You got one in your mind?
I forgot to think about that.
You got to think about it? Yeah.
I forgot to think about it.
Let me help you out.
But I'm still surprised. It still blows my mind that you don't know what I was talking about when I was like, hey, man, don't you remember that fucking song, Bliss, by the dudes from New Zealand? And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we'll go out with that.
Well, that freaks me out that you don't know that song.
No, I don't.
Take yourself away. Whenever, like, now that I already heard it, I'll have it in my song for my head for like 2 weeks. Right.
Give me a second. I've just got to get up. I'll find my phone
like and develop that Bliss by the Dick.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to hang up on you. Trust me.
I just can't figure out why you don't know it. And I thought that was like something everybody knew.
I don't know everything. Where's my phone?
I don't either.
I don't even know where my phone is. All right, let me try and find it.
I love it.
Here we go. I think I've... No, it's not here. Where the hell is my phone? It's got to be on my balcony.
This trips me out, man.
Trust me, it's okay. I was just trying to find my bloody mobile phone. There it is. I found it.
Hey, what's the plane ride if you want to go to New Zealand? Well, isn't there like the North Island?
About $200. $200. Okay. What song do you want me to look up? I forget.
A North and a South Island? Like, is one further than the other? I have to look
at it. The North Island's a bit of a shithole.
Yeah, okay.
The South Island's absolutely beautiful. That's where they filmed all the... back in the day, they filmed all three of those.
Lord of the Rings.
What was it called? Lord of the Rings. You got it.
I still love those movies. I love them.
It's very beautiful down there. The South Island.
I love those movies. I don't care what anyone says.
The North Island smells like ass because I just remember Rotorua. Do you know what bad fart smell? Like it's just like, oh my God. Yeah. Takes you a while to get used to it. I couldn't live there that way.
Is it living in the North Island? Is it like the actual landscape itself stinks? Like what?
No. It's
the rocks there.
It's something to do with the. It's you can like they've got pools where you can actually they're heated naturally, but the place smells like it. The place smells like ass. Mm. You know, it's like someone's farted in your face. And who wants that? I mean, I don't want that. Who did that? Was that you that did the fart down? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. I'm trying to find this bloody song. Rick and Roller. Oh,
Toothmeats. Is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Truthmeets.com would like to thank our major supporters this month: Rolo, Susie, and Henrik. Thank you all.
Yeah.
That makes me want to cry a little.
Rollo, Susie, and Henrik. It is Tuesday, the 10th of March, 2026, and it's 6:20. Oh my God.
My favorite thing is when Hilda says, Rolo, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. That's so funny.
That's it.
I love it. It's so
all
good.
All right. I'm going to have to go and have a relay. Can we go out with Gautier? Somebody that I used to know. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, you know, and I didn't know it until, you know, that whole "Don't cut me off."
That song will make anyone
want to kill themselves. I think no one should ever listen to that song ever. It was really.
All right. Well, you pick a song. You pick a song then. I didn't think it was that depressing to me.
Nope.
What was the song? Come on.
It's the worst song ever.
That's Bello having fun with that guy's mouth.
Is there something crazy about that video?
What a legend. Good on you. Good on you, Bella.
Well, when I think about the conversation that we had. Yeah, I heard it. Of course I heard it. But I think that we've been talking for 7 minutes. We've been drinking. And you
7 hours, not 7 minutes. Oh, no, there he is.
Did I say minutes? Oh, my God. So...
Come on, think of a song to go out with.
Yeah.
And maybe the there we go.
Drink
we got the golden skin mark.
Yourself away. Forget about the last one. Let's think about the other. You've got to send that to Villa.
Send it to him. Or he might know it.
He knows it. It's such a good song. Seriously,
my eyes.
From you guys.
Have you ever got so bit where you can't get your eyes open? I'm getting so. I'm not bored with you. It's just my eyes went through. I don't have the drugs to keep myself awake. Yeah. So what was the song that we're going to go with?
I love that song, The Dude's Bliss. It's great.
All right. I'll send it to Villa right now. So I love that.
I love you guys.
I can't help it.
I love you too. I'm gonna go play with my Willy and think of you.
Oh,
no, we're gonna play with my Willy and think of you.
You look like a dick with your person. That's Bello playing with us. Can you play that one? It looks like a dick going to an arsehole to me.
It looks like a dick going towards an arsehole to me.
I love you.
Yeah, he's definitely there. Oh, I love you.
I love you.
He's a top player.
I love you. You know how much I love you?
I love you. I love you. Shut up. Shut up, Roller. That's classy. So the song again, I forget. What was it?
Good night, you fantastic people. Bella said knows what it is.
No.
The dude.
What was the dudes? Yeah, okay. I've got my phone now, so.
But when you listen to it, make sure
we get the right one.
You got it, Dan.
Okay, so it's the dude. The dudes. That's all right.
It's taking too
the
long.
Dudes. And what was the name of the song? What was the name of the song?
Bliss. I can't even believe you don't know.
It's on my phone now. The dude's Bliss. Be me tonight. Is that the one?
I love you.
Bye. I'm
going
to listen to
love
it.
You
I'm
going to
listen to it.
All right.
Okay.
See you, mate. Rick and Roll. Rick and Roll.
Truth Base.
Hello,